take just a minute to catch up. I've got the Dewey version here. Scott Miller wrote these out for us. Acts 2:6. Ready for that? Acts 2:6, noise abroad. Noise abroad, same as King James. Two 12, astonished and wondered. Astonished and wondered. Astonished and wondered. John 1:12. Power, same as King James. Hebrews 11:11, strength, same as King James. 1 Corinthians 10:20, devils, same as King James. 1 Peter 2:24, stripes, same as King James. 5:19, spiritual canticles.
What?
Spiritual canticles. Canticles is just an enthusiastic word for songs. So, between songs. So Dewey is same as King James, except for Acts 2:12. Everything else is the same as King James. Except for spiritual canticles, that was different than King James. Ephesians 3:21, world without end, same as King James. Ephesians 1:17, knowledge, same as King James. Ephesians 1:18, the eyes of your heart. Better than King James. Eyes of your heart. 13:22, according to mine own heart. A man according to my own heart. Okay,
you're saying that everything is the same except for this one? Acts 2:12?
Acts 2:12, astonished and wondered. Astonished and wondered.
What are you doing now?
Everything else is the same as King James. Except for spiritual canticles, which I still use 5, and eyes of your heart. And I guess all we need is the Ethiopian version will be all done. Got all those?
Yeah.
Acts 2:6.
When this sound occurred.
This sound occurring.
Acts 2:12. Amid and complete loss.
Amazed and at a complete loss.
John 1:12. Authority.
Authority.
Yeah. Go ahead. Hebrews 11:11. Power.
Power.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians 10:20. Demons. 1 Peter 2:24, tribe.
Singular?
Singular.
Didn't have all of them right in the letter?
Yeah.
Ephesians 5:19.
Spiritual sermon.
Spiritual sermon.
Keep going.
Forever.
Okay, that's all right.
Full knowledge.
Full knowledge.
Okay.
Ephesians 1:18. Eyes of your heart.
Eyes of your heart.
Okay.
According to my heart.
According.
According to my heart would be the five.
Yes. What was 1 Peter 2:20?
2:24.
Yeah.
2:24.
By his stripes. Okay. And in singular, it was actually literally by his stripe or wound.
Okay.
What was the deal on for the Ethiopian version for the blood?
All of them, right?
All of them.
Are we all caught up with everything? Next week, I have all your sheets totaled up. Make sure you have them all totaled up when you come to class. And then during our first hour, we'll get averages for them all and arrange them. And second hour, we'll discuss our results. We'll use that 2 hours to come up with our findings for the end. Just make sure you have everything added up when you come so that we can include you in our class average. And I'll get previous year's results and various other information out. So I'll get calculated figures every now and then. Ready to go on Acts 14:23? Ordained elders. Literally presbyters, presbyteros. That's literally presbyters. Did we get through this last week where we laid this out?
Yes.
We have ordained, appointed, installed, selected, electing. Electing, I use 9:16. Elders, aldermen, officers, presbyters, leaders, priests, and rulers. Plus, maybe in addition to that. Okay, that's what we can go with. Be sure you read the whole context. If they say, ordain them elders by show of hands, that's the same as saying electing.
Okay, this is an
election. Even if they have ordained.
It spells funny, this thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to
make an election.
Yeah.
E-L-E-C-C-I-O-N.
It's not a thank you?
Oh, that's Tyndale.
Tyndale.
It's old English.
Yeah.
Very Russian.
Ordain them elders by election?
Yeah.
Well, that's the same as saying electing.
Electing?
Ordained them elders by election.
So how are we... Ordained is the first part, and what's the second part?
Elders.
Elders, okay.
But they said ordained and elders by electing. So to me, that's the same as saying electing elders. Because they didn't hold an election. Ethiopia. Ordained leaders. Elders. Ordained elders. New King James.
Okay. What about Adams?
Oh, Adams.
And, appointed elders.
New King James.
Appointed elders.
Dewey is.
I've got your opinion.
Ordained priests. King James ordained elders. Is that right? Yeah, ordained elders. King James 2.
Elected elders.
ERV and ESV.
Appointed elders.
Hold on.
New mayor.
Appointed elders.
Phineas.
Appointed elders.
Sure, you read all of it.
Okay, here it goes. And when they had appointed elders for them in every church, having prayed with fasting.
That's all right. If they say appointed elders by election, we just want to treat them.
Oh, I see.
RSV.
Same.
NEB.
Appointed elders.
20th century.
Appointed officers.
Fenton.
Elected elders.
Wayman.
Elected elders by show of hands.
Moffat.
Chose presbyters.
What was that on Weymouth?
Weymouth was selected elders by show of hands.
That would be an elected?
Well, it sounds like at least in the worst.
By show of hands?
By show of hands.
If that means selected.
Okay. See, it's literally in the Greek extended hand. I think the extended hand is the laying on of hands. They think the extended hand is.
Oh, show of hands.
That's how they get the electing. The elect, they vote. You vote for them.
Give me another second if I got wrong.
Please be.
Appointed elders.
Byington.
And after appointing elders for the city by city.
CB.
Selected elders.
Berkeley.
They also chose elders for them in each church with the lifting up of hands.
That's why we want to read the alphabet so we can take that up. Phillips.
They appointed elders.
Beth.
They appointed elders.
Good news.
Same.
Lovely.
Appointed elders.
Jerusalem.
Each of these churches, they appointed elders with prayer and fasting.
Barclay.
When they had appointed elders.
When I be. Appointed elders. Weast, same. Ham.
When they had appointed and ordained elders for them, the prayer and fasting.
Basic. Basic here?
Excuse me.
When they had made selection of some to be rulers.
Chose elders. Norley.
Appointed elders.
Ledger.
Chose leaders.
Knox.
Oh, Knox.
Appointed elders.
Confraternity.
Appointed presbyters.
NAB.
They installed presbyters.
Dagla.
Appointed elders.
Yeah.
And having appointed to them by vote elders from every assembly.
Darby.
Chosen elders.
Rotherham.
Okay. Appointing unto them by vote in each assembly elders.
Electing elders. World. Appointed elders. Concordance.
Selecting elders according to the ecclesia.
What? Oh, the church?
Yeah. Selecting elders.
That's concordant?
Yeah, that's concordant.
What do you think?
No, selecting elders for them according to the ecclesia.
I mean, the church vote for them?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
What? That's all it says.
According to the ecclesia. No, that could mean anything. That's really ambiguous. No, selecting elders.
The world of Greek has according to the ecclesia. Oh.
Also the friend
in the church. King James, eh? Ordained them elders in every church.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in there.
That's okay, right?
So what was it
selecting elders
in the ecclesia
for them according to the ecclesia,
which would be okay here. Yeah.
Appointed older men. Lambda. Ordained them elders. Simple.
Appointed elders.
Recovery.
Appointed elders.
New century.
Chose elders.
Jerusalem.
Appointed elders.
Rotherham.
Rotherham.
appointing unto them by vote in each assembly elders.
Young?
Sorry, Young here. Appointed elders by vote.
By vote.
Ready for another one? Question.
How do you rank by vote?
Minus the recovery somehow.
15?
Mark 6:52. Mark 6:52. They're out of the sea, and their hearts were hardened.
Hearts hardened is really.
Hardened in the passive, to grow hard or callous, become dull, lose the power of understanding.
The diaglossal has heart is stupefied, so it's kind of becoming dull.
The heart was stupefied.
Is that what you were reading with the literal?
I'm reading Weiss' definition of the Greek word for hardened.
Would you repeat it again?
To grow hard or callous, become dull, lose the power of understanding. A new definition from Liddell and Scott. Petrified. Become hard. Become thickened. Become insensible, obtuse, or blind of the heart. Of course, a metaphor.
Lose
the power of understanding. In other words, when this is used of the heart, it's a metaphor, of course. You talk about concrete setting up or various things hardening or becoming dull. You know, it's a literal usage. We talk about somebody's heart becoming thick, obtuse, or dull. You know, we're in a metaphorical usage. Okay, now. Their hearts were hardened by. Their hearts were blinded. What do we do with that?
Excuse me, 10. The word blinded is more of them shutting, they're being unwilling, I think.
Okay. An interesting thought.
Blinded seems to be outside action on them. It's beyond their heart.
Of course, hardened is about the same idea.
Is it?
Maybe the hearts are hardened.
Three.
think of a heart being hardened as a heart that is stubborn and rebellious. Is that applicable to you?
I think so. What's the difference between their hearts were blinded and their minds were blinded?
Mind is knowledge. Understanding is blinded.
That got to be worse, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's worse.
So whenever we give hearts blinded, we have to give minds blinded worse. And then their minds were closed. Their minds were closed.
How does the literal read on that? As far as heart and mind?
Well, it's heart.
Definitely. How much were we giving hearts hardened?
I'm giving hearts hardened to 5.
Hearts were blinded.
Minds blinded. I don't know what to do there.
I mean, this is when
they're out of the sea and they were in unbelief over the storm, I think. They considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their hearts were hardened.
And it was unbelief.
So their hearts were hardened, their hearts were blinded, their minds were blinded, their minds were closed.
I think it's getting more of the heart attitude instead of just the mind. I think he said the place where their eyes were blinded. Blind for a second.
The mind's closed. That's more of
the heart. It's a little wonder because it was not clear to them about the bread.
I wouldn't give minds closed that much worse because seems to be just
their minds were closed. It's kind of a
lack of understanding.
It's kind of a slang way of saying they were stubborn. I'm giving closed better than blinded. Their minds blinded.
Better?
I think so. Okay. Their minds were closed. I'm giving that better than their minds were blinded.
Right.
Because it puts the action responsibility more on them, whereas their minds were blinded. You could maybe blame somebody else for the problem.
I don't see any difference myself. I see a lot of difference between hearts and minds. As far as being hardened or blinded or dull,
I'm not putting a lot of
difference. All those things, they carry the same concept. The fact is, they miss the spiritual impact of a miracle, and you can insinuate an outside force on any one of them, or not insinuate. And it's not just because their hearts are hardened doesn't mean that the devil did it, or
right,
any more than if they were blinded or dull. Mm-hmm.
So blinded could be a 3. Their hearts were blinded 3.
That's what you choose to do. What are we going to give? Hearts were dull and minds were dull. Their hearts were dull.
5. No, less impacted.
Dull?
Yeah, hearts were dull is a 5. Minds were dull is a -10.
Their minds were dull makes it sound like it has to do with the deficient intellect.
Hearts were dull.
Stupid.
How about their hearts were degenerate?
Jeez. 15 negative.
Degenerate. That's kind of theological.
Is it a backsliding?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what they're getting at.
That's invent. It's invent.
Degenerate, that's my 15.
All right.
I'm going to pass around the pictures of these guys again at next week. We got pictures on.
Oh, yeah. We should pass around those pictures now that the men have more personality.
Yeah. So we're going to draw them cross-eyed.
Mark 6:52.
Hearts were blinded.
Hearts were blinded?
Hearts were blinded. Alright, we're going to do that. Ethiopian.
When the doctor gives a shot, you know, to make operation of anesthesia, it's like that, you know.
No. Hearts were numb.
Something like that, you know.
Oh.
About
like
dull.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
hearts were unfeeling.
Yeah.
I'm pretty close.
Good.
Adams.
Hearts were hardened.
New King James.
Heart was hardened.
Dewey.
Hearts were blinded.
King James. Hearts were hardened. King James 2.
Hearts were hardened.
ERV, ESV.
Same.
American.
Same.
NES.
Heart is hard.
RSV.
Hearts were hard.
NEB.
Minds were closed.
Was it minds?
Minds were closed.
Minds were closed.
20th century.
Their minds were slow to learn.
Their minds were slow to learn.
They're degenerate hearts.
Wayman.
Mark 6:52. They were beside themselves with silent amazement. But their minds were dull. There we go.
Minds were dull.
Minds were dull.
Moffat.
Minds were dull.
Finsby.
Minds were blinded.
Byington.
Hearts were lumpish.
What?
Lumpish.
Lumpish?
They had a few lumps. Lumpish.
All right.
They weren't working very good.
Lumpy,
lumpy heart.
Yeah. I suppose it's the idea of grueling hard. CB.
Minds were dull.
Berkeley.
Hearts were dull.
Hillers.
They had not had the sense to learn the lesson of the loaves.
Hmm.
I don't know what we're supposed to do with that.
They had not the sense.
Maybe I need to, it says, but they were scared out of their wits. They had not had the sense to learn the lesson of the loaves, even that the miracle had not opened their eyes to see who he was. So I guess it's they had not had the sense to learn the lesson of the loaves.
That's good.
So their hearts were hardened.
What? Right. No way.
Still right. Beck.
Their minds were dull. Good news.
Their minds could not grasp it.
Minds were dull.
For they didn't want to believe. And he's got a footnote, literally, for their hearts were hardened.
They didn't want to believe.
Minds were closed.
Footnote said that their hearts were hardened.
They were not going by footnotes.
Well,
that's
not too bad. Jerusalem.
Their minds were closed.
Barclay.
Their minds were dully uncomprehending.
NIV.
They had not understood about the land. Their hearts were hardened.
Weiss. Their heart was in a settled state of callousness. Amplified.
Okay. Their hearts had grown callous, had become dull, and had lost the power of understanding.
Basic.
Their hearts were hard.
Kingsley?
Their minds were stupid.
Really?
They had brain damage.
No.
Hearts were still unmoved.
What was basic English?
Basic was hearts were hard.
Oh, okay.
Let's go with it again.
Hearts were still unmoved.
Ledger.
Hearts were hard.
Knox.
Dull were their hearts.
Because their heart was blinded.
NAV.
Their minds were completely closed to the meaning of the events.
Daiva.
Their heart was stupefied.
Stupefied means made dull, lethargic, without the power of understanding. Yeah.
Hard hearts.
Derby.
Their heart was hardened.
Rounding out.
Their heart had been hardened.
Derby.
Their heart was hardened.
World. world wasn't in there. You could.
World wasn't in there.
What do you mean world wasn't in there?
Wasn't over there.
Oh.
Oh.
Concordant
against earlier.
So we read it for 14:20.
We had it written down from last week.
Oh. Okay.
Their heart was calloused.
Calloused, concordant. New world. Their hearts continued dull of understanding. Mansell. Their hearts were confused. Their hearts were confused.
That's off of being all in there.
Simple.
Their heart was hardened.
Recovery.
Their heart was hardened.
New century.
Their minds were closed.
Confraternity, heart was glided.
What was amplified?
Simplified. Had grown callous, become dull, and had lost the power of understanding.
NAB.
NAB, their mind was completely closed to the meaning of the events.
New King James and Dewey.
New King James.
Dewey the same as King James.
The New King James is heart was hardened.
I'm sorry, Dewey wasn't. Can you give it to me again? Heart was blinded.
Their minds were slow to learn.
Try another one. Revelation 22:16. Root and offspring.
Revelation 22:16.
Root and offspring.
Those be two separate ones.
Same. Just one. Root and offspring is Riza, R-H-I-Z-A, and Genos, G-E-N-O-S. Riza, I have my notes here. That's used 16 times in the New Testament, always translated root. Genos, offspring, is just generation. So, if they have root, offspring, root and offspring, root and generation, root and stock, family, race. I'm basically going to give all those a five. Although you could make distinctions if you wanted to. I suppose there's a difference between family and offspring, or race and offspring. What I'm really looking at is the word root. Jesus is both the root and the offspring. They mess up that root part. They're not recognizing him as the source.
Like the same line.
Line is the saying the same as is saying the same as offspring. He's the offspring and he's the offspring. Okay. He never said anything.
So that would be quite a few points off the sound, right?
Well, if they say line, I'm going to give them a minimum minus 5. You didn't understand.
Line alone or root and line?
Root and line is okay, because line, the second part is really the line or the generation. But it's the root part that they're more apt to mess up.
Is the humanity of the deity of Jesus?
Right. So if they say line or scion, S-C-I-O-N, that's the same as line.
So if scion was afterwards, after root, that'd be all right?
That'd be all right. I'm just looking at root. I'm only using one column. I'm keying in on root, and I'm looking at all the others too, but I'm not really picky about the other. Scion means child or dependent. The descendant, I mean. I think we could get somewhere on this. Any questions? Go ahead.
Family and race. Is it with,
family and race is the same as saying family and family.
I mean, is it with the root or by itself?
If they say root and family, root and race, okay. Root and stock, I'm going to give those okay.
So what can we expect other than root and scion, just those two?
We can expect root and offspring, root and generation, root and stock, root and family, root and race. We can also expect line and offspring, which means they haven't really put in the fact that he's the root as well.
How could they mess up the offspring part of it?
I don't think they can mess up the offspring part. Mm-hmm. But they can really mess up the root part. That's what I'm keying on. Tyndale.
Root and generation.
Root and generation. Ethiopian.
Root and offspring.
Root and offspring. Adams.
Root and descendant.
Root and descendant. New King James.
Root and the offspring.
Dewey.
Root and stock.
Root and stock. King James, root and offspring. King James 2.
Root and offspring.
ERV and ESV.
Same for both.
Numeric.
Same.
New NES.
Same.
RSV.
Same.
NEB.
Root and scion.
20th century.
Scion and the offspring.
Cool.
What was any
root and scion.
Benton.
Root and offspring.
Wait a
minute.
Root and offspring.
Moffat.
Scion and offspring.
Goodspeed.
Line and family.
Line and family. Line.
Root and line.
Root and line. CB.
Line and family.
Berkeley.
Root and offspring.
Phillips.
Root and stock.
Beck.
I am David's descendant.
You slept on root entirely. Good news.
I am the descendant from the family of David.
Living.
David's root and his descendant.
Okay, Jerusalem.
I am of David's line, the root of David.
Well, I guess that's from the Barclay.
I am the root of David, and my descent is from him.
NIV.
Root and offspring.
We sing, amplified.
Root and offspring.
Basic.
I am the root and the offspring of David.
Kingsley. Root and offspring. Norley.
Root and offspring.
Take a break, we'll fix things now. Phillips, what was Phillips?
Phillips, root and stock. Oh.
That's good, yeah.
That's plus 20.
He needs all the help he can get, right?
Give him a bonus.
Why?
Good guy.
Oh, jeez.
That day, we
want
to build
a result.